You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1459.
Make sure if you're going to jump into this business full time, you have 6 months. 6 months of operating expenses for your business and 6 months saved up for your life. Whatever your overhead is, whatever your monthly expenses is personally, I want you to have 6 months. Okay? I don't want you stressed out. The stress leads to anxiety, stress leads to poison in the mind, stress leads to inactivity, and I don't want that. I want you free flowing. I want you in the zone.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Let's break down $120,000 part-time. There's really two ways to slice and dice this, all right? Something that I want you to remember is typically when we are sourcing real estate opportunities, AKA wholesaling, right? When we are wholesaling real estate, all it is finding opportunities, or finding discounted properties. Now, typically when you do that, you make about 10% of what that property is worth once it gets fixed up, all right? About 10%. It's baked into the way that we do our calculations and break down our deals and the way that I want you to be offering on certain properties, prices on certain properties. It's about 10% that you should be earning. So you got two options, 6 deals at $20,000 or 12 deals at $10,000. Now, this is obviously going to vary market to market. This is going to vary on the amount of buyers that you have. And honestly, this is a great shot, but for your first like 12 or so deals, for most people, they're JVing with somebody that's already experienced and they're splitting those deals 50-50. So that's why I'm going to build this off of the 12 deals at 10K, even though I want you going after properties that are above 200,000 when they're fixed up. Now, let me say that again, because a lot of the properties that I comp from my students, from my coaching students, and around the, you know, just in this show or on live shows, are properties that are under 100,000. The issue with that is if it's under 100,000, 10% of 80,000 is much different than 10% of 20,000, of 200,000 or 300,000. I want to push you up. I want to challenge you to go after bigger properties, higher priced properties, so that that 10% rule really comes into effect and that you're getting more for every single deal. All right. This is an easy breakdown, right? This is easy math. We all get this. We all understand this. Let's get to the nitty gritty here, because we're going to really deep dive this. Okay. This is the perfect part-time schedule. Now, here's the thing. Number one is in your mind, if you are doing this part-time, in your mind, this has to be your full-time priority. All right. Now, listen, you already have a career, you have a job, you're doing something. And listen, that you've got responsibilities. I want you to continue to do that so that you don't get financially stressed out. Make sure if you're going to jump into this business full time, you have 6 months, 6 months of operating expenses for your business and 6 months saved up for your life. Whatever your overhead is, whatever your monthly expenses is personally, I want you to have 6 months. Okay, I don't want you stressed out, because stress leads to anxiety, stress leads to poison in the mind, stress leads to inactivity, and I don't want that. I want you free flowing. I want you in the zone, right? Just in the flow of things, all right? And you can't do that if you're really, really, really stressed out, all right? So the perfect part-time schedule, 20 hours. Again, we have 168 hours in a week. We can find 20 hours to do this business. Now, the way that I have this broken down for today, I'm challenging you to find 20 hours a week. This plan is 20 hours a month. Let me say that again, 20 hours a month. That's 5 hours a week to be able to accomplish this. But this is what you're getting. You're getting 15 hours of lead generation. That is picking up the phone and calling people. You should be talking to 10 people an hour. It'll take you 200 people talking to 200 people to do one deal. So obviously it takes 20 hours of calls to be able to build that up. All right. Now, this is a really important one. That second one is something that almost nobody does. And that is the practice and role play. You're practicing the cold calling script. So you're reaching out to somebody and you're asking them if they would consider an offer on their property. You practice the script so that you feel more comfortable with it. I'm telling you, the difference between anybody, like just the average person and superstars, is reps. It is practice. I don't care if it's working on your body or your business or relationships or whatever it is reps. It is having a positive, optimistic attitude and putting in the reps with energizing enthusiasm. That is it. Putting in those reps are going to set you so. Imagine this. Imagine if you've got an extra 50 hours of practice instead of doing that practicing when you're on the phone. I'm talking an hour a week of practice, like going through different situations, going through any objections that are coming up when you are actually speaking with the property owners, right? Coming up and understanding when you ask somebody if they would consider an offer, there's only 6 responses. Understanding that every conversation that you go, that you're going through with a property owner, you're trying to find out 4 things: the condition of the property, their timeline to sell that property, what's their motivation to sell that property, and the price that they want for it. Like, all of that is in your practice and role play. All of that is what you build up so that you have better skills. It's like practicing anything. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's the piano. I don't care if it's shooting basketball, hoops. I don't care if it is whatever sport, playing soccer, playing anything, whatever it is, professionally, for some reason, we just don't practice. And it's a huge, huge, huge difference between the people that practice and the people that don't. Put in the reps. Put in the reps. You're going to be an absolute superstar. Next is fanatical, ridiculous, unyielding lead follow-up. I am telling you, you are not going to lose deals from too much follow-up, from excess follow-up. You're going to lose deals for not following up in time. When they tell you 3 months and you don't call for 3 months and they already sold their property 2 weeks, a month after they talked to you, things change in people's lives. On average, listen to this, on average, it takes about 30 seconds to do a follow-up because for the most part, they don't answer. So you leave a voicemail and then you text message them. That's it. This isn't rocket science. Most people neglect lead follow-up because they don't want people to say no. They've heard no so many times that they get a yes and they're like, yes, this is going to be potential. And then you dig a little bit deeper and it's not. And it's heartbreaking. And you're like, oh my gosh. But it's only heartbreaking if you're not being consistent. It's only heartbreaking if it's the only lead that you have. If you've got 100 leads, you don't care if that one lead decided that they want to keep the house for another year, right? Lead follow-up, 1 hour of driving for dollars. 80% of new real estate investors get their first deal. New real estate wholesalers get their first deal from driving for dollars. It's just a fact. Driving for dollars, picking that up, you know, finding the ugly properties in your community and having a good quality conversation with that homeowner. Imagine that. You practice in your scripts. You feel bulletproof. You feel confident. You get one of these property owners that owns the ugliest house on the block on the phone. You're pre-qualifying them based on the 4 pillars of pre-qualifying. You're going and you're following up with that lead. And then that converts into a deal. That is a normal progression. That is the expectation that you should have with these leads. Driving for dollars is so powerful. And then 2 hours of appointments. Going on these appointments. That's what's really important. Going on, getting face-to-face. If you're in the market, face-to-face, right? 2 hours on appointments and driving for dollars lead follow-up. That's what you want to do if you've got extra time. But for the most part, 20 hours. This is broken down. 20 hours per deal, 200 contacts per deal, 199 out of these 200 people will say no or not do business with you. The one will, and it'll be worth 10%. So push it. Push the values. Get it up. Get it up over $200,000. Get it to that $20,000 minimum standard mark for your deals. Because if you have to JV it in the beginning, That's a nice, still a nice profit if you're 50-50ing with somebody that's local. So 20 hours per week, 200 contacts, 199 rejections, one deal, and you are off and running. And listen, it doesn't take that many deals. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? This is incredible. Do you know how long this would take in a normal business if you're doing some sort of, you know, some other kind of side hustle? It's not even close. As a part-time, to be able to fund your real estate business full-time, to go into this business full-time and to be absolutely unleashed onto your market with all of your schedule, that is the goal. And this is how you get to it. If you are interested in joining the most proactive group in real estate investing, it is the TTP program. Go to wholesalinginc.com, wholesalinginc.com. Check out the hundreds of testimonials. Check out what the program's about. If it feels good in your gut, then sign up for a call. I look forward to working with you personally.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.